Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are now into our number two. Your phone calls coming up here in just a few minutes and a ton of other vital news I haven't even gotten to yet. You know, George Bush tripled the size of government. Bill Clinton before him expanded the size. Ronald Reagan made it bigger. George Bush Sr. made it bigger. Kennedy made it bigger. Nixon made it bigger. It doesn't matter. It gets bigger and bigger because big financial interests, corporations, the big elite corporations, they like the corporate welfare. They like using government to go shut down their smaller competition with regulation. A very small part of overall government is actually welfare. Most of it's interest to offshore banks on our debt and corporate welfare. So you hear the Republicans talk about the Democrats wanting to expand government right now. You bet they are. And the Republicans just now claim they're coming to their senses. That's because they're out of power now and they can play that game. They are bought and paid for by the very same people. So we have to address that and understand that, or they'll keep just switching the two parties up on us at each election and fooling the population. You know, last hour I covered some pretty scary news about how they built FEMA camps for the American people. It's openly announced. The NORTHCOM, the military, is announcing they're preparing to fight the American people. They're announcing that the governors have basically been turned into federal viceroys or front men. They're announcing that Congress more and more is being removed from the decision-making process via PDD 51. And the Washington Post is announcing it like it's a good thing. And a lot of people are emailing me and calling and saying, yeah, Alex, you did talk about how they're building FEMA camps and how they'd use the financial collapse all these years to sell it. But, you know, they're just now announcing all this. They're just now building it. No, they've been building it quietly for decades and training police and military and people to go along with it and finding out what counties and cities and states weren't going to go along with it. And now the entire military buildup is designed and openly announcing that it is to take over the states, the counties, the cities, the courthouses, the schools. This is high treason. This is outrageous. But the globalists are smart. They're in power for a reason. They're going to sell this to you through crises. Oh, we've got to take your rights because terrorists attacked us. Oh, we've got to give the banks unlimited power and let them steal trillions to save the economy. Or a depression will come. Oh, we've got to have NORTHCOM on the streets of America because people are going to riot and crime's going to explode. When they knew the entire time putting millions and millions of Americans in prison would train them how to be hardcore criminals, and then they would go out and train others to be criminals. They know putting a lot of people in prison actually increases crime. They're social engineers. They did the studies that we quote. They knew that by imploding the economy and getting everybody in debt, that it would end in riots and destabilization and economy falling apart. That's why all these leaders run around and say, we're going into a depression. We're going into a depression. They want to destroy confidence, to implode things so they can buy up all the infrastructure. And then if you politically don't like it, they'll just sick NORTHCOM on you. So we have to reach out to the police, the military now, and tell them this story. Show them the documents. Show them my films, my police state series, Endgame, Terror Storm, all of them, so that they know the big picture. And so they understand. And the proof's in the pudding. I mean, you can see films I made a decade ago. It's all accurate. It all came true. We were 100%. Why is that? Because we read their own documents. Here's just one snapshot. IMF World Bank documents, a couple thousand pages get leaked right around the time Joseph Stiglitz, the chief economist of World Bank, leaves in 2001, in December. 2002, they come out in the BBC. We had other documents and other congressional hearings and others, and it was the internal IMF World Bank agreements, how they take our tax money, they go pay off politicians, they buy off third world governments, they tell them to run up big debts and not pay them back. The politicians that sell the country out retire to Spain or Switzerland or the Cook Islands or wherever they go, the Bahamas. And then the nation implodes, and then martial law is brought in, and the people are literally enslaved, and everything's taken from them. That's what they're doing here, because the IMF documents state that they're planning to do it in Europe and the U.S. And I told you folks that it would look like 2008 to 2010 was the time. I wrote that in my book, Descent into Tyranny, published in February of 2002. I mean, I've written books on this. I've made films on this. And so a lot of cops are all hopped up on roids or power trips. A lot of them are good. But the directorship they're under, the leadership they're under is corrupt, and they feel like they're on the winning team. They feel like it's the state maintaining order. No, you're being set up as well. Your pension funds are going to be taken as well. And to the military, read the Declaration of Independence, and then compare that to what the federal government's doing today and ask me, who is the enemy? Is this a legitimate government? Now, they know most of the troops. In questionnaires they've given them, like 29 Palms is the best known, 1994, would they fire on U.S. citizens if ordered to confiscate guns under a presidential decision directive? 76% said no. They were sent overseas. They were given deadly inoculations. They were kicked out of the military. Now they've been put on a list of people that can't own guns under the PTSD designation. But the 24% that said yes, and they gave the questionnaire over and over again, they get promoted. They become police commanders. They get put in black ops all around you. And now they're openly announcing it in the fusion centers, the FEMA camps, the command bases that are federalizing our local cities and counties. And everything we told you they would do is now happening, word for word. Now let me tell you what's coming in the future. They are going to stage more terror attacks in Europe, the Middle East, and the United States in the next 2 years, unless we get the word out. They are going to continue to steal trillion after trillion. They're going to pass a new banker, quote, bailout. The first one gave them unlimited power and allowed offshore banks to have unlimited treasury money and no review by Congress or any court in the land. So why would they need a new bill if they were given unlimited power before? Well, because they're abolishing Congress's last link of control and the House and Senate banking committees over the banks. And it's going to be transferred to a new international bank that will globally set interest rates and that will set the value of currencies daily. This is now being announced. We told you a decade ago it would happen. We had the Trilateral Commission documents. Now it's mainstream news, but they're putting spin on it, saying it's the solution to the crisis. We've got about 15% real inflation right now across the board, except in a few commodities like oil and natural gas. All the others are up. It will be 20% by the end of the year and probably 25% by the middle of next year. That will erode those of you that didn't get into debt and had savings. Riots will start breaking out in the next year and a half in the United States. And they'll have beta tests where the army goes out and restores order, does a good job, isn't abusive, and they'll say, see, the precedent's set to use the army. And they'll have case after case where the army goes into people, helps them, does a good job. Northcom, the threat integration centers, they'll have starving inner city people begging to be let into the FEMA camps. They'll show news image of rock bands and their plan for them. But then they'll talk about riots and problems and crime in the camp. They'll say, don't worry, we've got stockades in the camp. And then, of course, they have all their other quasi-secret camps, like the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program, but they'll only advertise the public camps. This is happening everywhere. They'll use any ice storm, any disaster, to put in permanent FEMA centers like they have at the old Highland Mall here in Austin, Texas. Then it'll stay in place. And again, this isn't Alex Jones. How did you know? How did you guess it all exactly? And you said they'd have preachers there, and it's in the bill to tell their flocks to go to the camps and turn in their guns. It's in the documents. It's in the documents. That's the only reason I knew. In 1996, started reading about urban warfare drills in local papers. It would say in newspapers that Delta Force was there bribing people and CIA were buying off the town and they were building weird camps. And I'd cover it and get laughed at because it was never in the national news or regional news, just local news. Folks, all the bankers have to do is get control of the government. Then they can steal everything. This is a criminal hijacking. It's a heist. It's a Wall Street takeover. That's what the New World Order is banks taking over your government. Stay with us.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Stop wasting your time with everything you are trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you'll be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough in scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dead presidential candidate Barry Goldwater have to say in his book with no apologies, 1964, when he was running against Lyndon Baines Johnson for president. Now, this is who Obama has filled his cabinet with. This is who General James L. Jones is with, Bilderberg CFR Trilateral Commission. The Trilateral Commission is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interest by seizing control of the political government of the United States. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. What the Trilateral Commission intends to do is to create a worldwide economic power superior to the political governments of the nation states involved. As managers and creators of the system, they will rule the future. Now, that's exactly what's happening. Foreign offshore banks have spent decades buying off the government. They're now declaring martial law within the government under PDD 51 and others and the National Security Council. And every president they've had for decades has been their servant. It's happening. You can't live in denial. I know a lot of you won't listen, but when they take your pension funds and you're being issued out of the back of an Army truck, your new national ID card that has the new digital creds so you can eat, when they take everything you've got, then you can fight. Then you can spread the word. Then you will remember that you were warned and told. Or people can spread the information we're putting out virally, and they won't be able to get away with this because it's so outrageous and so criminal. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Canada. I'm going to move to these calls quickly. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just want to ask you, I just came across some information about the Queen canceling her trip to Dubai and something about an illegal transfer to Citibank or from Citibank.
I don't know about the Queen of England canceling her trip to Dubai, but I do know that the Queen of England, a few months ago, when the Parliament was about to throw out their puppet, she had her Governor General declare the Parliament had no power because, in truth, she still runs it.
Another thing, too, I had watched a video of yours because someone had uploaded it on YouTube about guillotines, and I could never come back across it again. But I just
I believe that was my video. I've never put a video out about guillotines.
Well, no, you just mentioned an order for 30,000 that America had taken order of, and it was just in passing on one of those videos where you're just reading the papers. But now I've come across the information that HB 1274 in Georgia is basically legislation in order to have it so that using the guillotine is now a method of execution. This has been passed in law since 1990.
Oh, yes. I mean, I know they've passed laws to use that as a method of execution, yes. Julian in Montana, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that the Robert Wanick kid was just so awesome because I was kind of in the same position as him back when I was in 11th and 12th grade. I was a kid who came with the Constitution to class and showing everybody these things with fluoride. And
they told you, they called you to the principal's office like him and said he wasn't allowed to talk about the Constitution?
Well, not exactly, but I did get an entire classroom just to get, they got into the group think thing and they just, like, the whole classroom was trying to just put me down and debate.
It was like they were a group of body snatchers and you were the last human. Yes. They were pointing and hissing, yes. Well, they like being slaves. It's fun to be slaves.
Oh, it was so sick.
It's fun to be bamboozled and be conned.
And, but after that, I kind of stopped, you know, being so open with it because I felt so alone, you know?
Well, you had to keep getting the info to them, and down the road, they will wake up.
Yeah, and well, now I go down to the grocery store, and I see all kinds of, I see guys with 9/11 inside job stickers on their cars, and I was on a plane the other day going to Virginia, and I moved a few seats behind me. Some guy was talking about the founders and true conservatism, and then I moved to the back because the guy next to me was just like an evil little guy. I just didn't like it because he had...
No, everywhere. Sir, we've got different polls and market research we've seen, but more than half the country now knows about the New World Order and hates the government. They're just hoping, some of them, that Obama would do what he said, but it's becoming apparent he's a liar and a puppet too, so... We've got a good chance of beating this if we spread the word now about what's really happening. By the way, my Obama film is coming out March 15th. Check it out at The Obama Deception, theobamadeception.net. Or there's a big banner on the right-hand side of Infowars.com. Go watch the trailer for that. Anthony in Georgia. And by the way, we don't get into where he was really born and the stupid communist background stuff. That's just his foundation front. We get into what his policies are, who really runs him, and what his agenda is, and it's hardcore. Anthony in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to report a few things. So much going on, it's hard to tell what to say. But a few weeks ago, I went to the movie theaters, and I saw the movie Valkyrie. Was it Tom Cruise, the newest one he made? And it was pretty good. It was pretty much an instruction manual for what this country needs to do when the time
comes. Yeah, well, it's a true story. Hitler had a martial law control grid under his National Security Council over every city, and some of his staff tried to use Operation Valkyrie as a reverse to use that to take over Germany, reverse it through the martial law grid.
Right, right. And I swear to God, Alex, I looked to the left and the right, and about half the movie theater was asleep. I was amazed. It was like I was watching.
Well, notice the media normally loves Holocaust movies, but they demonized the movie. They attacked it because they don't like that message. They don't want you thinking about martial law grids. And people should go see the movie because it's historical down to the T. I mean,
right.
I haven't seen the film. I saw a review of it and have read quite a few historical books on what happened just with that attempt alone. And the exact martial law grid they had has actually been adopted. See, the same group tried to overthrow, I'm not saying he's a good guy, but tried to overthrow Roosevelt, and they tried to hire the Marine Corps Commandant Smedley Butler, and he said no. Now they've got the Marine Corps Commandant, and they're going to use the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Marines do. They go in and overthrow countries.
Right, and it's just amazing. You know, I've sat through some boring movies. I've sat through Waterworld, and I sat through Interview with the Vampire, and I've never, ever seen so many people sleep at one time in a movie theater, and it's like they've been programmed just to shut down, you know, and you hear something that's informing, you know, it's actually going to help you, and, you know, it's talking in a political manner. Like, they just turned off. And, it was pitiful.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I'm jamming one more. Mike in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
One point I wanted to make was the relationship between religion and pacifism that I've seen in a lot of people when I try to wake them up. I understand that you're Christian. There's certainly plenty of Christians in our nation today. And one of the arguments that I'm getting when I try to present this New World Order information to these people is that it is, in fact, a divine will of God to be pacifistic.
Well, no. Let me stop you, and I'm going to hold you over.
Right.
Sir, 3 years ago, we got the secret documents from pastors. Now it's been made mainstream news, confirmed. They have tens of thousands of preachers teaching their flocks, Romans 13, stand down to government, give them your guns, go to FEMA camps, rejoice, it's of the Lord. Well, then the founding fathers shouldn't have fought back, or we shouldn't have fought Hitler, or the Chinese should have let Mao kill them, which they did. And so this is state paid for. How sinister is that?
Exactly, and I completely agree with you. And I would add to that that love does not imply pacifism. If you love your fellow man, if you love your country, you will not be pacifistic. You will fight evil. You will fight oppression.
Hey, listen. I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you after the break. They're going to find plenty of cowards that want to cop out, listen to that. But there's plenty of people who aren't cowards. Almost all the prophets were killed for not following the government's orders. Christ was. It's a fraud, but it's government paid for. When you hear your preacher say that, it was paid for.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech.
Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Throughout history, 99.9% of the time, the military, bought and paid for by private interest, normally the banking interest, back in the time of Rome, Julius Caesar, they just come in and announce some crisis and use it as an excuse to first weaken the Senate, weaken the legislative system, and then fully make it ceremonial and then even get rid of it. It happens all over the world all the time. It's happened here. We're the big prize. And they're going to hurt you bad. The globalists aren't going to give you any quarter. You know, Washington Post headline, half of corn syrup products have high levels of mercury in it. They're not even going to take it out. It's all done by design, folks. Learn what eugenics is. Learn quickly what neo-eugenics, what crypto-eugenics is. Find out. Truth is so horrible. It's hard to believe, but it's real. But also, truth is so wonderful. I mean, life is great. So many innocent, good people. So many hardworking people. But you judge the world according to your lens. The folks running the country, the world, aren't like you. They're evil. That's why they're in power. And most of the folks you see in power are just puppets to the real power structure behind the throne. Now, Hitler's favorite Bible verse was Romans 13. They used the preachers there to pacify people. Stalin did it. Mao did it. Many others did it. And we've got a clergy response team news clip that came out a year and a half after the Genesis Network first broke it. And I don't have time to play the whole thing. You can just Google clergy response teams. There's quite a few newscasts out there. Now, imagine, in secret, they've trained 26,000 preachers, and that's as of a year ago, to tell their flocks, this is classified, to go say, it's of the Lord, lay down your guns, play a little bit of it. You know, it starts off with, will martial law ever become a reality? Here it is.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
Stop right there. Stop right there. From my cold, dead hand, they cut to Heston and then admit they're preparing for national gun confiscation during an emergency. Now, taking the guns, they won't bring you aid like New Orleans. They will come and get the guns, and then things will break down. Then the crisis gets bigger, and they can bring in more martial law. The I remember 11 years ago videotaping the military practicing to confiscate American citizens' guns. Cooperative Nugget, Louisiana, and other drills. Now it's just openly being admitted. Oh, the biggest problem for the government is us. See, we're not the government anymore. We're the problem. So, see, oh, it's just amazing. We can play the rest of it. Play a little bit more, and then I'll go back to the calls.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate, get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy
response... All right, I can't listen anymore of it. The point is, this was set up in secret. They also have the InfraGuard. Now it's over 50,000 executives secretly with orders to kill, armed, ready to kill their employees, ready to kill whoever they're... That, by the way, is mainstream news. So they got spies and agents everywhere. It isn't our military. It isn't our government anymore. I just want you to understand that. We've been seized by foreign banks. Okay, who was I talking to last? Because it doesn't... Their name... Okay, let's go back to Mike in North Carolina so he can finish up. Yeah. So he's got all these friends and people that are telling him that he needs to stand down. Well, that's because they've been brainwashed to do this. Mike, go ahead and finish your point.
That's exactly right. They have been brainwashed, and that's the point that I wanted to make. And I would add to that that at this point, in this present time, in the situation that we're in, I would dare say that it's stupid to not own a gun. Once they get the guns, it's all over. That's our last chance.
And they've introduced bills to completely ban all semi-automatics. They've introduced bills where they can just, without a judge or a jury, through the, quote, terror list, they're going to make that nationwide, a no-buy, no-sell list where you have to swipe a credit card or an ID, even if you're paying cash. And notice stores are already doing this. They're saying this. A grid where you can't buy and sell or own a gun if they just put you on a list.
And it's coming. It's coming soon, and people need to be ready for it. This is our last chance.
Well, I mean, thank you. I appreciate your call. How is that not out of a nightmare science fiction movie where the clergy are secretly on the government payroll and they're just now admitting it because they're getting ready to go public? See, when they go public, they finally admit it all. And they're admitting everything now, the New World Order, the North American Union, the world government. That means they've got the safety off with the martial law gun. They've got their finger on the trigger. They got it to the Republic's head. And all you good old boys think you're part of the system, and all you Obamanacks and all of you, you're the targets too. You're not immune. You're not a good old boy. You're not part of the power structure. They're going to get you too. You understand that? We got to stand together. This is so illegitimate, so illegal. Of course, they staged the terror attacks. Their own documents state they wanted to stage terror attacks to bring in the police state grid, and now they're swinging it around on the nightly news saying, oh, yeah, we're going to use the anti-terror system on regular people now. We're going to use the military on the American people now. It's all happening. John in Virginia, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
I was wondering if you could talk about... sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. Didn't they actually bring the guns back in New Orleans?
No.
After that whole thing happened?
No, they confiscated them and very few got them back, even though they won lawsuits and the state passed a law that it was illegal. And they went to high and dry homes and confiscated the guns. I can play the clips right now if you want.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got the police chief saying all the guns will be taken, this is martial law, and people can't even believe that when it happened. Sir, have you seen my police state films?
Yes, sir. I'm actually on one of your martial law one right now.
Okay, well, then you've seen the video of troops training to confiscate your guns and admitting it's for America.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, I mean, it's real. It's real. And see, the new patriotism, that's why they're propagandizing about how great it is to be in the military, how wonderful the troops are. They're getting us ready for the military to be used against us. Now, most of the military doesn't like it. That's why they've got large portions of the Army and the Marine Corps are now illegal aliens. They legalized to be part of the military, or they're aggravated felons. Don't believe me? Just Google military hiring, military recruiting aggravated felons. That means a violent felon. Jim in Texas, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, I was calling basically to give you a little story that might sway a few skeptics. You know, last year when Georgia went into South Ossetia, Georgia went
into South Ossetia. And the media said that Russia snuck attack, thinking we're dumb.
Exactly. I had a coworker who's from Eastern Europe, and when he walked in the door and saw that on the news, you know, they had Condoleezza Rice on there and everything, he got visibly upset and said it was all a lie. And that led me down the path of you know, looking up, you know, what corporate media does and controls, you know, what's out there. So I did my research on the Internet, looked at your websites, did a lot of YouTube stuff, watched your videos, you know, just various things. Nothing that would be considered obsessive.
Yeah, it starts with investigating one lie and a whole universe opens.
Oh, it's amazing. I've had an incredible awakening. Well, with that said, I've been working in commercial aviation for 22 years, all right? I've gone through several FBI checks. When 9/11 happened, we all had to get re-fingerprinted and have new checks and everything.
And now you can't buy a gun.
Well, no, check it out. I had a friend who died back in November, and I had to fly out to go to his funeral. When I went to fly, I discovered I was on the federal no-fly list.
Which over a million people are on. They plan to get everybody on it. And there's no judge, no jury. It's just a blacklist.
Exactly. And I have never been on that list. I mean, I've flown since September 11th.
Well, Obama is saying that if you're on that list, that you can't own a gun. Stay there. I want to come back and hear the rest of the story, okay?
All righty.
Don't hang up. We'll come back to your calls. I'm going to rampage through calls in the final segment, get into the fairness doctrine. They promised they weren't going to do it. Now they are.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just to briefly get into this and then back into your calls, Bill Press, Fairness Doctrine will remedy conservative media conspiracy. That's a quote. He wrote an article for the Washington Post saying there's no free market in talk radio today, only the exclusive, tightly held conservative media conspiracy. But that isn't conservative media. That's fake conservative media saying there's no New World Order, no CFR, no such thing as a trilateral commission, making fun of real conservatives like Barry Goldwater, who warned us. And they don't have a total monopoly. You can go out and buy a radio station. You can get on it. No, the station he's on got zero ratings, and so they're changing formats. Bill Press's show, it's in the article, didn't even get zero ratings. And so he's whining and complaining. But then last week he had on Senator Stabenow, and she agreed they're going to have the FCC start restricting what you can and can't do on talk radio. But they're going to leave all the big fake Republicans on who were there to pacify conservatives and bring in the New World Order. It'll be people like me they go after. Pretty disgusting. Okay, who was it I was just talking to last who was on the no-fly list? Was it Jim? It was Jim, right? Jim in Texas. So you're now on a no-fly list, which is going to be a no-buy list. 2 million are on it in England, over a million in the U.S. They now have a crime list. No judge, no jury. If you're supposedly a terrorist, why don't they go arrest you? No, it's just you won't be able to buy or sell through the new Homeland Security system. You'll have to swipe your card, even if you're paying cash. And this is what people want. They want to be slaves, Jim. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, all I did was just a little bit of research, you know, to try to find out if there's any truth to, you know, corporate controlled media. And just through doing that, you know, I all of a sudden, out of the blue, first time I fly since I do that, I'm now on the federal no-fly list. And
well, yeah, they want that message out to everybody. Hey, don't do anything to us or you're not getting food. You're not going to fly. You're not. But listen, it may not be that with you. There's a lot of people whose name is similar to somebody's, but the point is, it's all a load of bull. It doesn't protect us from terrorists. The government staged the terror attacks, and all it allows them to do is set the precedent that they can just, in a Kafka-esque way, just say we're all guilty.
Yeah, and you know, and I did some research on being on that list. Like you said, it may not be me, and that's what they told me, although they looked at me with great suspicion. And what is called is a false positive. That's what they say.
Yeah, but what's going to happen is they're going to lose their bank account too, those little idiots working there. Let them love their petty power. Their bosses are going to hurt them real bad. See, that's the good news in all of this. They may be able to bring this country down, but all the scum that helped them is going to get hurt by their bosses. And all of you are going to cry for mommy. A lot of you already are. Why don't you wake up and fight back now before it's too late? Or keep being suckers. William in Austin, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I want to say that I think there's a good chance.
Go ahead.
Alex, I want to say there's a good chance that we're going to see maybe a multiple gunman attacker situation like in Pakistan. so they can justify going after everyone's guns?
Well, I mean, the evidence is clear, and it's even in mainstream foreign news, that Mumbai attack a few months ago was a stage deal.
Right, right, right. And that's, you know, that's exactly what I mean. And I think they're going to blame it on possibly...
Hey, Aaron Zellman's a mainline head of Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and he says he thinks the Obama people are going to stage a mass shooting here.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I think that we're going to see next here as the false flag attack.
Oh, yeah, the FBI and CIA are saying Muslims are going to shoot up shopping malls. But you watch.
Well, I think...
It'll be globalists dressed up like Muslims. They caught British SAS in Iraq running around.
I think there's a good chance that they'll blame it on, you know, constitutionalist right wings, maybe even neo-Nazis.
Oh, they're already claiming that there's white al-Qaeda everywhere working with al-Qaeda.
Right. Well, and we're also seeing a revilification of, you know, militia types and extremists in the media and popular culture.
Yeah, that's anybody that doesn't like them to take their farm or ranch or their bank account, or you don't like being able to not buy and sell because you're on the global list. You know, oh, you want some food? You're a terrorist.
Right, right. So people, I just think, need to be real vigilant and ready for anything to go down around them.
I agree. Rampaging through the calls, Chris in Kentucky. Welcome, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I'll make it real quick and press for time. We had you were talking about the ice storms that we had. We had a lot of Kentucky National Guards in rural counties on the news parading with their cameras, walking on people's properties without permission, seeing how they were doing and kind of looking around. And this conditioning is making me sick. I mean, I'm not saying that the Kentucky National Guard is bad, but the problem...
There's no longer a Kentucky National Guard. Under the new restructuring, it's completely federal, and they've openly announced the governors have no power.
Yeah, and they had a clip of roadblocks, and one National Guard says, if we have any undesirables that act up out here, we have a place to take them. And I know what that meant.
Wow, I'd love to have footage of that. Yeah, no, they've got Marines out all over the country running DUI checkpoints. And they go, what, you're against stopping drunks? They've now announced that in NORTHCOM they're going to be on the streets, but helping at car wrecks. What's you're not against the Army helping at car wrecks. See how they're conditioning us?
Exactly. Exactly. And if you have those listeners out there who have never got the police state 2000, the police state to take over, look at those. Before 9/11, they were talking about terrorism in those films.
I know. It's my documentaries. I appreciate it. Great call. Let's talk to Josh in North Carolina. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing? So I have something of very vital importance to bring to everyone's attention. If you go to whitehouse.gov and the top link under the briefing room and you check out the blog, the article posted on Friday reads, Working with Faith, and basically, I'll sum it up for you really quick for time's sake. Obama announced that they will be creating a new White House faith-based and neighborhood partnerships position under his cabinet. Basically, this ties into the whole thing that you've been saying about how they...
Oh, no, sir. In the FEMA camp legislation, they've already built the camps. It says they're going to merge local police, the clergy under H.R. 645, and you'll have local block clergy that lead you to the camp and come and knock on your door and ask you if you're a terrorist. Okay, I'm at whitehouse.gov.
Right. On whitehouse.gov, you go to the briefing room and then click on the blog. And Friday's article, Working with Faith, he announced that there is now going to be a president, an actual executive order establishing, I'm reading it word for word, executive order establishing the new White House Office of Faith-Based and...
That's right. They're taking over everything. And again, I have the bill. It says that the clergy will lead us to the camps. Here it is. I'm there. Working with Faith.
Exactly. Yep. That's the
And it
one
says out. People exactly. trust them. Communities rely on them, and we will help them. See, they're imploding the economy, knowing things are going to break down, decades quietly setting this up, and it says everything you're saying right here.
Precisely. Exactly.
And it says helping people get new jobs, figuring out the role of faith-based organizations to combat global climate change. So, see, the new religion will be taxing humans. Humans are bad. Only having one child. That's, oh, my gosh. It's just, I mean, I know all this, but to see them doing it.
Public. He put it out in public on Friday. This is, as we all know, as you know, a blatant violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and of course...
Separation of church and state, but let's expand on that. The Democrat, folks, this is... They are announcing forced compulsory draft, 18 to 24. That's there. It's all happening, folks. It's all happening.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, I got to get Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, or Steve Watson to do an article on this immediately. But again, it's in the FEMA camp article.
Right, right. I mean, because they've talked about it in the bills that you've mentioned.
Well, look at this. Defense Department announced a civilian expeditionary force, a new Pentagon arm, just as big, just as strong, domestically to spy on Americans. That's Obama's own words. All these Obama zombies on power trips, angry at any of us who don't want to go along with their new world order.
Yep.
Man, they're really going for it, man. And Limbaugh and Hannity, they're not going to tell you all this stuff. Or they'll tell you the Republicans are going to save you, and they're going to bring the same deal. The good news is all these yuppies who've been laughing at me and who've helped this happen, they're going to lose everything they've got. Just understand, we're all going to get hurt in this, but at least the scum's going to get hurt too. Now, a lot of the scum's going to try to join this to get power. Imagine every control freak, every nobody who can't build a business, who can't run a company, who never creates anything. They're all going to have their own little uniforms on power trips with all these roid-head cops who've been in Iraq confiscating guns, killing 1.3 million. They're all coming home to America to drink our country's blood down. Oh, it's sick. And you're not a patriot if you don't turn your guns into the military.
No, it's ridiculous. Oh, man. I mean, Jesus, and the average population are so dumbed down and so conditioned that they think that this is a good thing.
There's even a video of him announcing it.
Yes!
This guy's doing like 20 videos a day.
Uh-huh.
He is the pitch man.
Yep, you should check this out.
Well, I guarantee you all these preachers they name here are the head guys over each region, like Dr. Gerardo Chavez, Ph.D., President, CEO, Mexican-American Cultural Center, San Antonio Sex. I mean, it's just all here. Dr. William J. Shaw, President, National Baptist Convention, USA. And they're, oh, my gosh, hardcore, hardcore.
Exactly.
Hey, that's the kind of tips we need. And we don't have enough writers. Write an article. Email it to Aaron at Infowars.com. Get them posted. Help us. We're fighting as hard as we can and spread the word. The American people can defend this. We can defend the Republic. We can expose this hoax and defeat the New World Order. God bless you all. Check out theobamadeception.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.